Hello and welcome to another reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. As we continue to follow the story of Jesus as told through John's Gospel, we once again find him speaking God's words of wisdom and truth to a crowd of people, this time in the temple at Jerusalem. As we read this passage, there are a few things first to note and pay attention to that I will expand upon. Firstly, Jesus states that he speaks God's words and not his own. Secondly, he does not speak to gain attention or praise for himself. And thirdly, he is willing to speak God's words to challenge the injustice and inequality he sees in the world. So I'm going to read John chapter 7, verses 1 to 7, and then 14 to 24. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to be a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil." Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple court and begin to teach. The Jews there were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain glory, to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" "You are demon-possessed," the crowd answered. "Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus said to them, "I did one miracle and you are all amazed. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a boy on the Sabbath. Now if a boy can be circumcised on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly." We are told that halfway through the festival, Jesus goes up to the temple court where the people were gathered and he began to teach. His teaching attracted attention as he spoke with power, authority, and wisdom. The Jews who heard his teaching were amazed by what he spoke. But they were also confused, as they knew Jesus had not attended any of the rabbinic schools, nor was he trained by a rabbi. So they asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" There was a common perception at the time that stated that if one studied the scriptures but were not taught by a rabbi or the rabbinic schools, then they were no better than an Am Haaretz, which was a term to refer to the people of the land, a derogatory term for uneducated Jews who were deemed to be negligent in their observance of the law due to their ignorance. So because of this common belief, the crowd were confused as to how Jesus could teach with such authority and power, even though they knew he was not a disciple of any rabbi. So Jesus answers their questioning with his emphatic statement, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." Jesus explicitly tells the crowds that his words do not come from the thoughts and beliefs of man, but come from God. His teachings are not the ramblings of a madman, nor are they the ignorant words of an uneducated man, and neither are they the reasoned, logical arguments of a scholar. They are so much more than that. They are the words of God himself. Sometimes we are tempted to remain silent instead of speaking up because we think, who am I to speak these things? But in this, we are reminded that we do not need to be highly educated or one of the in crowd to speak the words of God. In the minds of the Jewish crowds, and particularly in the minds of the Pharisees, Jesus was just a commoner, a carpenter, who thought he could teach in the temple courts. Most of them didn't recognize the importance of who Jesus was, and so they were amazed by the words that Jesus was speaking. We are given the ability to speak God's words into the situations we face because of the power of the Holy Spirit working within us. We do not need to be highly educated or trained because we are given all we need by the Holy Spirit. If we are truly listening to and following God, he will pour out his love and wisdom and enable us to speak his words when they are needed. Of course, while some of the crowds were amazed and seemed to want to know more about what Jesus was teaching, there were others who were opposed to him. Jesus was not following the traditional path. He was not being taught by their teachers. He was not ascribing to their ways of doing things. It was traditional for rabbis to support their teachings by referring to other widely acknowledged rabbis. But Jesus did not follow this pattern. In their eyes, he was doing everything wrong. And then, of course, is the content of his teaching. He was teaching things that went against the status quo. And so this meant that Jesus attracted numerous enemies and heavy opposition. If we allow the Holy Spirit to use us to speak his words, we will attract attention, and some of it will be positive and encouraging. But unfortunately, some of it will be negative, and there will be those who oppose what you have to say, or what God has to say through us. But have faith. Trust that God will guide you in your conversations. He is with you. The second thing to note about this encounter is Jesus does not seek to glorify himself, but seeks to do God's will, to glorify God and show love and help the people he talks to. Jesus uses his teaching to bless the people, to give them instruction and encouragement. He doesn't try to gain attention for himself or to increase his status. This is something the people around him don't really understand, not even his own brothers. Before the festival, Jesus' brothers tried to instruct him to leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. His brothers seem to take on almost a mocking tone with Jesus, as if accusing him of being attention-grabbing and stardom-seeking. Some of Jesus' followers had left him because they did not like the hard teachings he was giving, which you can read about in John chapter 6, verses 60 to 71. And so Jesus' brothers are almost highlighting the loss of his followers and suggesting that if he wants to stay in the spotlight, he needs to do more miracles and make more of a spectacle of himself by performing at the festival. To his brothers, the best way to get fame is to show what he can do to the world. And this has echoes of the way that Satan tried to tempt Jesus to get fame while Jesus was in the wilderness. Both these suggestions try to get Jesus to move away from seeking his Father's will to trying to do his own thing. It tries to get Jesus to take shortcuts to achieving his goal. Here is an example of the world attempting to offer Jesus, the Son of God, marketing strategies. Needless to say, Jesus was not interested. And that's because Jesus' goal was not to glorify himself, but to give glory to the Father by following his will. Jesus is not concerned about gaining a large following, but about demonstrating obedience and faithfulness towards his Father and following his plan. Jesus was not interested in becoming a public figure. And so when Jesus teaches the crowds, he reminds them, "Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." Jesus was seeking the glory of God, the one who sent him. Jesus knew that having people know him as a miracle worker would not be enough to encourage them to believe in him as the Son of God. If we want to love others as Jesus does, we also need to lose our natural human urge to glorify and get the best for ourselves. We face a daily battle against our own selves as we fight against the voice that tells us to look out for number one, or that it is a dog-eat-dog world out there and the survival of the fittest is the motto that governs the world. Those selfish thoughts attempt to stop us from loving our neighbours as ourselves and force us to try to keep our focus inwards. But Jesus' example and his words remind us that we need to seek God's glory above all things. And we can achieve this when we allow the Holy Spirit to work within us. When we allow God to guide our thoughts, words, and actions, we are able to show love to the people around us as we seek not to glorify ourselves in our interactions, but seek the best for others. How might you listen to God's voice instead of the world, and instead of seeking your own glory to do and say what God is calling you to? And can you recognise those times when you are more interested in seeking your own glory than others? Can you ask God to help you realign your focus back on him? The final thing to note about the way Jesus loves others by speaking God's words is to notice how he uses the wisdom of God to challenge injustice and hypocrisy. During his previous visit to Jerusalem, Jesus healed a paralyzed man at the pool in Bethsaida, and he was condemned for doing so because it was the Sabbath. Jesus knew that forbidding healing on the Sabbath was not godly and not in line with the intention that God had for his people when he instructed them not to work on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was supposed to give life by allowing for rest and refreshment as people stop their busyness and turn their attention to God and to their own need for rest. However, the Pharisees and other teachers of the law had converted what was supposed to be a gift from God to his people into yet another burden for the Jews to shoulder. The instruction to rest on the Sabbath had changed from being a loving command of a father to his children into becoming something to rebuke those who failed and to oppress those who were already struggling. And so Jesus used his opportunity to preach God's word in the temple to challenge the injustice he could see. He pointed out to them the hypocrisy that was occurring. As newborn children were allowed to be circumcised on the Sabbath, if that happened to be the eighth day after they were born, this was considered an exception to the command not to work because it's work to perfect the child. Jesus rightly pointed out the inconsistency. Why was it acceptable to do this work on the Sabbath, to circumcise someone, but it was unacceptable to work on the Sabbath by healing someone's whole body and restoring them not just to full health, but also to religious and communal life? God calls us to speak his words of truth and wisdom to challenge situations of injustice and hypocrisy around us. It can be so tempting sometimes just to keep our heads down and not make a fuss because we don't want to draw that negative attention. Or there are times that we may even benefit from the injustice and so we don't actually want it to change. But God calls us to step forward and speak up, to be willing to be a prophetic voice calling for the kingdom of God to be more established on earth. Are there any in situations of injustice or hypocrisy that God is calling you to speak into? How can you be a prophetic voice welcoming in the kingdom of God? So as we continue to reflect throughout this week, Jesus' teaching at the temple, how can we be encouraged to speak God's words of truth and wisdom, to seek not to glorify ourselves but God, and finally to challenge injustice and speak God's love and truth into situations?